in a little bridge, John Jackson, Tennessee. There works Bobby Joe, and she's as sweet as she can be. Well, you order a pizza, boy, what a dog. She takes up your orders and she says you all in a little bridge, John Jackson, Tennessee. Woo! There works Bobby Joe, and she's as sweet as she can be.
Heidi Holly, campers, and welcome to the Rockabilly DJ Show. I'm Bill Smoker, and this week it is part one of three of our look at the Rockabilly Rave 2016. We've done this in previous years. It's where we play through all of the bands, or as many of the bands as I can find, that are playing at the Rockabilly Rave, and it gives you a chance to hear what the bands sound like and pick which ones you're going to go and watch when you're at the event. Now, for those who don't know, the Rockabilly Rave is a weekend of festival. Been running for 20 years. This is the 20th event this year. It's on the 16th to 20th of June 2016. And the lineup this year, they have really surpassed themselves. I mean, it's always good. It's a very well put together weekend, and they choose excellent bands. But this year, there's more bands, and they're better bands, and it's just a huge event. It's going to be really, really good. So, I've done a bit of digging. I've found as much as I can by the various different acts that are playing there. And I'm going to stick them all into this show and the next two. There's three in total, because there's so many bands to play to you that I couldn't squeeze them all into one show. We kicked off this week with an instrumental by Los Straitjackets. That's Eddie Angel's masked band. They wear kind of wrestler's masks. surfy, instrumental-type stuff, mostly. Eddie Angel, you will be familiar with from the Planet Rockers. He's also playing there as Eddie Angel with the Eddie Angels Guitar Party. A bit more on that later. But that was Los Straitjackets and Tailspin. Follow that with Wildfire, Willie and the Ramblers. Now, if you're a regular at the rave, they will need no introduction. I've played there many times in the past. The highlights of Tail Records, and they also recorded on Goofin and quite a few other labels. Swedish band, Jan on vocals. That was Bobby Joe, which I played from the EP. And then we had the Slingshots, British band. I'm pretty sure they played at the rave before. They played everywhere, I should think, over their career. They've been going for a long, long time. Excellent British rock and roll band. Always gets the crowd worked up. They really know how to work a room. And looking forward to seeing them again. Slingshots there, and Why Don't Ya? Well, another British act. This one I haven't seen live, although I hear very good reports about her. This is a young lady called Shana May with her band The Mayhems. Shana May is very young. I mean, judging by the photo here, she's barely into her teens. But the records, I haven't seen her live, as I say, but I've heard the records, they're very, very good. Her dad is Dave Brown, who you may know from the band Country Catting. And this is how someone so young could have possibly got involved with this weird old music that we're into. Now, as you're about to hear, very good. This is Shana May with the Mayhems from the UK and Hot Rod Girl.
Didn't you say it'd always be my gal? If that's true, where have you been? I'll tell you that you've been seen stepping out with another man. Oh, how could you do it to me, baby? I plan my whole life with you as my lady. My friends have seen you out at night, high on love just like a kite. Looks like you have found another man. Clark Abel and his handy with the rifle takes you driving in his Cadillac. He's a singer in a band, he's so tall and very tan. How do I compete with a man like that? Oh, how could you do it to me, baby? I plan my whole life with you as my lady. For me, things do look grim. Looks like you have found another man. Oh, how could you do it to me, baby?
Listening to the Rockabilly DJ Show on rockabillydj.com. The show is also replayed on the internet radio stations radiobilly.com and Rockabilly Radio. You can pick it up as a podcast from iTunes. Just go to iTunes podcast page and search for Rockabilly DJ. Or we're also on Mixcloud. Just do a search there for Rockabilly DJ or Bill Smoker and you'll find us there. This week it's part one of three of bands playing at the Rockabilly Rave this year, 2016. Sorry if you're listening after the event, you'll have missed it, but at least you'll hear some bands which you might want to go and buy records by. almost entirely new bands. When I say new, I mean post-50s. There's not a lot of 50s artists around. I mean, there is one, which I'll be playing to you later, who is appearing at the rave, but for the most part, it's the youngsters that play there. Right, in that trio, we had Charlemagne and the Mayhem, so that was the first one. They're a very young lass from UK. Followed that with Scotty Baker. I think it's the third time that Scotty Baker's been at the rave. Being backed again, this time by the Dole Brothers. He's from Australia. Very fine fella. Like him very much. He actually got engaged. He proposed to his missus at the rave. Was it last year or the year before? They're very happily married now. Eva, lovely lady. Scotty's back. That track I played for you was Another Man, which came from his I'm Calling It CD. And then we had Ruby Anne from Portugal. That's a 45 that she had out on Rhythm Bomb Records. I think since the last time she's played the rave, she's become a mother. So that's a big change in her life. The track I played you there was No, I Won't Cry. Sticking with the ladies, this is Mrs. Jerry Chatterbox. And Jerry is the guy who puts together the rave every year. Does a very good job of it. Marianne is his other half. This is Marianne with the Ragtime Wranglers. This is on Goofin Records. It's number 45. And a track called Hang On Folks. Here we go.
Hang on, folks. Here we go. The people at the platform, way bye-bye. You can head west, and so it's time to fly. The locomotive got ready some steam. We're a-hopping and a-puffing. Our journey begins. Hang on, folks. Here we go. First we pass Buffalo. Warned and Detroit too. Stop for a few in Kalamazoo. Chug, 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 chug. Well, never, no, ever, ever been in a train. So my head's out the window, so with rain. Folks in the wagon getting grimy by day. Shot, close the window, get hit in a state. Getting closer by day. Hang on, folks, here we go. First we pass Buffalo, Brentford, Warren, and Detroit too. Stop for a few in Kalamazoo. Chug, 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 chug. Cause wants to go on, it's hoppin' and a puffin', hoppin' and a puffin', hoppin' and a puffin', it's hoppin' and a puffin', cause it wants to go on.
Well, I'm a broken man. Well, I'm a broken man, and I'm doing the best that I can. Well, I'm a broken man. Well, I'm a broken man, and I'm doing the best that I can. Well, I met a pretty gal on a Wednesday night. A feeling in my heart that felt so right. I barely even knew this gal, but she made me smile. So I offered to take her out on a date. She said to me, as long as I'm not late. I said, don't you worry, honey, everything'll be fine. Well, everything'll be fine, oh fine, I'll blow your mind.
Calypso and his Red Hot and Turn Me Loose. That's on Chicken's record, that CD that he recorded largely in Memphis at the Sun Studio. Crazy French guy. He played at the rave last year and really made a big surprise because a lot of people hadn't seen him before. He came on stage, people were like, what's this weird looking fella? And he really got the audience in the palm of his hand. A lot of people were talking very keenly after that. So he's back by popular demand for rave number 20. Before Jake Calypso, Jamie Bubba J. Faulkner. He's British-born, young fella, only in his 20s, but he now lives in Germany. Records for Rhythm Bomb Records, and that's from his first CD, that was Broken Man. He's a very good songwriter, an excellent singer. He's a very, very good songwriter. I like the songs he puts together, so I'm looking forward to hearing some new material from him at the rave. Before Bubba J. Faulkner, we had Mary Ann and the Ragtime Wranglers on Goofin' Records, and Hang On Folks, Here We Go. Now, the airlines must do very well out of the Rockabilly Rave, because Jerry books people from all over the place. I mean, we've already mentioned Scotty Baker coming over from Australia. He's another Australian, Doug Wilshire. You may know his stuff from Prestone Records. It's also come out on Rhythm Bomb, quite a lot of his stuff. This one's playing off a Rhythm Bomb record. This is Doug Wilshire and Long Gone Baby.
Session. These are the two confessions of the biggest fool the world has known. When I see you on the street, you look at me like her. When we're all alone, you're sweet and I forget the hurt. I'm ashamed to say so, but I know that it's true. I can't stop loving you. I love to hate you, but I can't, you see. Heaven only knows what's wrong with me. Lord above, please help me, what am I gonna do? I hate loving you. I hate loving you. I hate loving you. I hate loving you. I hate loving you.
Well, I'm going to the river to drown my sorrow. I'm going to the river to drown my sorrow. I'm going to the river to kill my pain. I'm going to the river to wash my sins. I'm going to the river to wash my sins. I'm going to the river and jump right in. I'm going to the river and if it gets right, gonna fill it with the teardrops from my eyes. Till the water gets high and overflows, I'm going to the river to drown my sorrow. Well, I'm going to the bottom of the river's bed. I'm going to the bottom of the river's bed. Gonna lay my body, gonna rest my head. I'm going to the river and if it gets right, gonna fill it with the teardrops from my eye. Till the water gets high and overflow, I'm going to the river and drown my sorrow. Well, I'm going to the river to drown my sorrow.
I would like to remind you that you are listening to the Rockabilly DJ Show, rockabillydj.com, rockabillyradio.net, radiobilly.com, iTunes, Mixcloud, etc. This week we are playing tunes from the Rockabilly Rave this year, 2016. The event happens in the south of England, near Rye, at Camber Sands. That's 16th to 20th of June. There are over a couple of dozen bands playing there, and I'm just basically picking tracks from them and sticking them into these shows. Kicked off the trio there with Doug Wilshire. He's from Australia. That was a track called Long Gone Baby. Then Big Sandy and his Flyright Boys. The classic I Hate Loving You. I love that track very much indeed. They don't need an introduction. Big Sandy's arguably the biggest name on the rocking scene and has been for decades. I mean, he's just, him and the boys are just an amazing band. Always popular to return to the rave. We all like seeing him. So I'm sure they'll be packing a horn out when they're out there. And after Big Sandy and his Flyright Boys, we had the Don. Don Cavalli from France, and I'm going to the river. Good to see him back at the rave. I saw him in Helsinki last Halloween, and he did an amazing show, really blew it away. And I'm very interested to see the new stuff, because what he's been doing now is like an acoustic version of the album De Profundis, some of his other stuff, which is basically him and his guitar. So I'm hoping he's going to do some of that material at the rave, a little bit away from the rockabilly stuff, but it's just worked so well as a single solo acoustic performance that I hope he drops a couple of them in. Right, the Dowell Brothers next. Dowell Brothers from UK, I've played them a lot on the show, I'm quite a big fan. It's a good sort of hillbilly sound band. They'll be playing as themselves. They'll also be backing Scotty Baker. Here they are with Hunting Honey.
Well, I'm looking for somebody, someone you might know. Well, if you find her, just please remind her of how she hurt me so. My days are all so lonesome, my nights are sad and blue. Well, the one I used to love is gone, I don't know what to do. I used to care. I used to have someone to miss me when I wasn't
left me here to cry. Well, the one I used to love is gone, but I couldn't tell you why.
Friends say that I'm no fun, but I think I'm the luckier one. When I decline and night out on the town, they don't seem to understand that I'm not that kind of man. I don't go out gallivanting round. They go out and try their best to find their rib on another's chest, and they're surprised when they don't succeed. I have to hear them moan and whine, laugh when I tell them to walk the line. What a pity that my warnings they don't heed. What's the point of hunting honey when you got queen bee at home? You'll only get stung by somebody and leave yourself on your own.
Ah, yeah. No.
They go out night after night. If they don't love, they start a fight. Can't have fun unless they're on the drink. They leave their loved ones at home. They don't care if they're all alone. Say they'll have fun living on the brink. Well, it's quality over quantity. Believe that's what it is with me. Play like that, you're always gonna win. I got my love on tap at home, but them dogs like to chase the bone. Wonder why the legs are giving in. What's the point of hunting honey when you got a queen bee at home? You'll only get stung by somebody and leave yourself on your own. Ah. Go out on the town, painted red or blue or brown. When you're out, you just think of me. I'm cozying up to my one and only. When I'm far from being lonely, getting all the loving that I need. What's the point of hunting honey when you got queen bee at home? You'll only get stung by somebody and leave yourself on your own.
Dal Higham, playing with the Barn Shakers there rather than the Enforcers, and I Want It All. Dal will be playing at the Rave this year. He's up the speed on his solo career, and he's back with the Enforcers, making new material. I've heard some very good stuff from him recently, which I'm not sure I'm able to play on the show, because it's not released yet. So I haven't stuck it into the show today. I'll have to get in touch with Dal and ask if I can play it here. But that's from an old album that he did on Goofin' Records, a CD I'm very fond of, in fact, with the Barn Shakers. That was I Want It All. Before that, Deke Dickerson, Someone Used to Love Me, came off the Goofin' album called The Melody. Deke is always popular at the rave. He's a showman. He gets something, he gives it a proper show. There's always something spectacular that happens. There's normally something a bit wacky as well. He'll grab someone onto stage and make them wear a chicken mask or something. So we know we're going to have fun when Deke's on at the rave. Before that, we have the Dole Brothers, Hunting Honey. That's from their CD Travelling Heavy, which is on El Toro Records. Dole Brothers from the UK, even though they sound like they're from deepest and darkest Alabama. Hokey Cokey. Amber Fox next. Amber comes from the same town as Big Sandy, as Robert Williams. They're old friends, good mates. A really lovely person. I mean, just a nice lady, but also a very talented singer. And looks pretty good as well. Amber Fox here with a cover of The Country Dudes, To Have a Ball. This was used as the theme song for the DVD documentary rave from rave number 16, I think it was. There is a new one coming out at this rave. There's a new DVD documentary, kind of follow-up, Have a Ball 2. It's been edited, it's kind of at the pressing plot now. We hope the discs will be ready by the rave. So I'll definitely be buying that, not only because I think I'm probably going to crop up in it in some of the interview slots. But anyway, Amber Fox, Have a Ball.
No use to sit and shout. Time you yelled, I answered your call. But now
Fox and Have a Ball, we had the Eddie Angel Guitar Party, a really amazing album on No Hit Records from, well, way back. I think this is like late 80s, that particular instrumental was called Itchy Chicken, which is obviously kind of like a mash-up, as the youth of today will say, a mash-up between Rum Chicken Rum and the Fickle Chicken. Excellent fun. Now, Eddie Angel is doing a guitar party thing at the rave. I don't know if they're going to try and put together an original band with Matt Radford and Brian Neville and Malcolm Chapman away. It'd be quite nice if they did, but I think the idea is they're just going to grab a lot of the very talented guitar players that will be at the rave and stick them on the stage together and get them to do something spectacular, so that should be pretty good. And after Eddie Angel, we had a band which is new to me. I think they're from Portugal, AJ and the Rocking Trio. I've played on the show before. It was given to me as a demo a while back. I think I got it from Pete Hackinen at Goofin' Records. It's a very interesting band. I'm pleased to see they're playing at the rave. I haven't seen them live. The only thing I've heard really is that track and the other couple on that EP. But if that's anything to go by, they're going to be a band really worth watching. And that's one of the things I like about the raves. You see bands there where you've no idea what they're like, and they're new to you, and you can make some discoveries. It's not always the same old bands that you see everywhere, which is one of the main highlights of the rave. Right, that is it for this week. It's not it for the rave. We're going to do this again next week and the week after. We've got three parts here. This was only the first one. But thank you for listening to Rockabilly DJ Show. Please continue to listen to whatever you're listening to this on, because whatever comes up next will either be me or somebody better. Tune in next week for part two of the Rockabilly Rave. And until then, I'm going to leave you with the only original artist who is playing at the rave. A 50s artist. Went by many different names, recorded many different tunes under various pseudonyms. But here he is as Johnny Knight, and it's probably how you know him best, from the Morocco record label, a Stone Cold Sin Alley classic. This is Rock and Roll Guitar. Have a good week, and I'll see you next time. Until then, goodbye. Inside it makes me shake my feet. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me. In my ear I say, baby, let's rock, and don't you have no fear. I go shaking all around, man, it's something to see. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me. Rock and roll makes me do the chicken, makes me do the stroll. Rock and roll, rock and roll. Inside it makes me shake my feet.
rock and roll guitars are really moving me. Yeah, yeah. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me. Them rock and roll guitars are really moving me.